Welcome back to Twat Radio. This is Droops, and this is episode 31. It's December now, so we're back. We've got new content every weekday. Good stuff. You're going to learn. You're going to participate. You're going to contribute. Hint on the contribute part. We had a very, very successful November, and we got a lot of stuff in. We got a lot of new hosts. And I feel that we're going to do really good this month and January. We're looking forward to, because we got this in the bag. This is rolling. More people are helping. And the more people that help, the less work we all have to do. Anyway, I'm kind of copping out of this episode. And this is Mr. Emilio, who sent some stuff in about ActionScript. And Mr. Emilio wanted to contribute, didn't have a microphone, recorded through his headphones, and it's good content. Not the world's greatest sound quality, but that's not what we're all about here. I don't give a shit about sound quality. It's all about the content. And thanks, Mr. Emilio, for sending it in, and here we go.
Hello, everyone. This is my demo for Twat Radio. And to show how much I really latched onto the concept and enjoyed it, right now I'm recording this through my headphones. I plug my headphones into my mic line in, and that's how I'm recording the show to you right now. So, here we go. The subject of today's show is ActionScript. For those of you who don't know what ActionScript is, it's the programming language that's built in to Macromedia Flash, or it's basically known as Flash. And ActionScript really is the stuff that does all of the interesting things you can use Flash for. Flash can be used for simple animated movies, and you don't have to touch ActionScript. But the most interesting stuff that's come out for Flash always implements ActionScript code to some degree. It's where you get all the nice physics and really interesting animations and interaction server-side and XML scripts and RSS feeds and all that kind of stuff. All that is done through ActionScript. Now, a little backstory. As I already said, ActionScript is the programming language within Macromedia Flash. And it's been around almost since the beginning of Flash, like around version 2 or so. It's been supporting ActionScript. And right now, we were like, now the latest version of Flash is Studio 8. And that version also still implements ActionScript. But it was mostly used for basic things like button functionality and bouncing within the timeline of your movie in the first early implementations of it. It's really grown into a very large, not complex, but very broad thing that you can use for a lot of different subjects. To give you an idea about the syntax of ActionScript, it's a lot like JavaScript, that scripting language for web pages that make pop-up buttons and actually does a lot more harm than it does good, in my opinion, for the web. It's based on the same standard. I think it's ECMA script is the abstract standard that ActionScript and JavaScript try to adhere to. So if you know some JavaScript, the ActionScript code is not going to look that far off. And quite frankly, it's not that complicated, the syntax of the language. It's just very basic. If you're familiar with Java or C, and you can handle your way around that with the curly braces and the parentheses, it basically works in a very similar way. So you've got that working for you. In this tutorial, we're not really going to go too deeply into ActionScript code itself, but we're going to give you a primer of what sort of things it does and how it works. Okay, now, of course, if you're going to use ActionScript, you're going to need Flash. You can get a demo from Macromedia's website. It gave you a 30-day time period to try it out, and then you can buy it, and you get a serial code, and you type that in, and you've got your program working for you for as long as you want. And so, if you get Flash, and you install it, and you're looking at it, you're going to see your timeline and a bunch of little windows all over the place. Okay, there's one called Actions. This is where you're going to be typing in your ActionScript code. There's a lot of little helper things inside. It's not just you're typing in through text and you compile and execute. It's much more complicated because in Flash, we have a lot of different objects, and those objects can have code applied to them. Okay? For example, the type of objects you can create in Flash are called movie clips, text, and buttons. Okay? Each of these types of object can have... Actually, no, I'm sorry. Movie clips and buttons can have actions applied to them. So, a movie clip item you have placed onto your timeline can have its own bunch of code associated only with that movie clip. Now, it can do all sorts of things. It can interact with other movie clips, and it can interact with the main movie itself. It can load other movie clips, but that code is contained within that one object. In this sense, it could be argued that Flash and ActionScript is a lot like working with Visual Basic, where you have code applied to different particular things. Now, it's not just that. You can also apply code to frames. Okay, even if you've never used Flash, you should be familiar with what a frame is. In your timeline for Flash, you have a huge amount of numbers you can go up to, and each of those numbers represents a single frame. You can set how many frames per second you want your movie to play in the Documents property under the Modify bar, the Modify header. You go to Modify Document, and you can set how many your frame rate, pretty much, your FPS. Each individual frame can potentially have actions applied to it. So this sounds very complex, and it can be if you don't code properly and use the proper methods of coding in Flash. Each frame can have ActionScript applied only to that frame. Each object can have ActionScript applied to just that object. And all of these things can interact with one another. So if you don't know what you're doing, or if you're trying to do a lot of things at once, it can get very complicated, and you'll basically run into a lot of trouble, especially if you're not familiar with the language. Now, ActionScript is used, can be used, to do a lot of things that Flash already does. So that's one thing you're going to want to be careful of. You might not need ActionScript for everything you do. For example, if you want to create a button, and when someone puts their mouse over the button, you want to make it change somehow. Like maybe it looks deprecated, or maybe it glows, or bounces across the screen, whatever the hell you want to do. Okay? You don't need to use ActionScript to do that. There's an object within Flash, as I said earlier, called a button. That object has four frames in it. One of them is the normal frame. One of them is the mouse over frame. One of them is the when you're clicking on it, the frame for when you're clicking on it, and the other one is when you go when the mouse goes out of the border of the button. So if you want to create a button that looks deprecated when you mouse over it, it's simple enough to do that, and you don't need any ActionScript whatsoever. However, if you want to use ActionScript and create a button, it's very easy to do so. You would need to create a movie clipped object. Okay? A movie clip object is sort of like your very own Flash movie within your Flash movie. It has a timeline that can be as long as you want. It can have movie clips within it. It can have buttons within it. And each of those things can also have ActionScript that exists within them of themselves. So that sounds like very complicated. And it sounds like things can get very, very messy. But you have to remember, you have this master timeline. And you have within each timeline, you have layers. You can create more layers. Each of those layers has their own timeline that runs synchronously among one another. So if I'm looking at my timeline and I have two layers, I can put something in one layer, something in the other layer, and they can each have their own ActionScript code. And I can name each layer. So I can have like all my buttons on one layer, and I can have my background image on the other layer. This helps tremendously towards keeping simplicity within Flash and within your ActionScript code. Now, as I said earlier, you can apply actions to specific frames. And for that, you're going to want a layer that's sole purpose is to have ActionScript in it. You don't want objects on the layer and ActionScript, because that gets messy. Earlier, I gave a brief overview of the sorts of things Flash can be used for. ActionScript can be used for within Flash. ActionScript can do lots of things. It can set cookies. So if you like programming a game and you want to remember your player's high score or what level they were on, you can set a cookie so that when they leave the flash and they close the window, they go about their business. 2 weeks later, they can come back, open up your game, and they can continue at the level they were at. And you can also use that for practical things like settings for a person. If they're using your flash for a particular thing and they have their own particular settings that they can configure, you can save those settings in a cookie and then call them back next time the move is loaded. Also, you can use XML scripts to take care of certain things. For example, if you have dynamic content that you want to be able to change separately from the Flash file, or if you have someone who doesn't know Flash that wants to change the content of a document, of a Swift file, then you can create an XML script. Like, let's say it's an address book. You want to create I don't know why you would, but you could create an address book within Flash, and it could call forth an XML script, take the data from that, and then use that to update what it looks like and how it works. That XML script can be modified or changed by someone who doesn't know anything about Flash, and then anytime somebody calls the Flash document on the server, on the user side, it'll grab whatever current version of the XML file that exists, parse it, and use it for what it wants. This is useful for lots of things. Even if you're not changing it, it might be useful to externalize important data into a separate file, just because. Also, a lot of Flash files nowadays are big. People are making animated movies, or they're just buffering video within Flash. I know this is something that video.google.com is using. They use Flash for their videos now. They didn't before, but they are now. And that's just buffered video within Flash. That takes a while to call up. Now, they have a progress bar, like any standard media player. But what some people choose to do is have a preloader. And what a preloader does, it's some nifty action script code that examines how many bytes have been sent over to the user, how many bytes there are total that comprise your Swift file, and comes up with a percentage. Now, when you come up with that percentage, you can display it on the screen. You can also get information about how fast the data is moving over the line. If you have a broadband user, maybe you have a long-winded intro to your document, and they don't need the whole thing to be loaded before you start playing it. In that case, you could wait until, like, it was at 70%, and then you would start playing it for that broadband user. If you have someone on dial-up, you're going to want to wait until it's almost completely loaded, because it's going to take a while if it's a large file. So you would detect the slow speed, rationalize, this is a slow connection I'm on, I want to wait until it's all the way done. Also, you could just wait till it's 100% no matter what, have your action script just preload the entire movie. It's a good way to avoid problems, and then play it when it's done. Also, action script can be used to call up forth other movies within your action script movie. Like, there's a lot of fancy band websites or PC game websites that are pretty much all Flash. A little bit of HTML, big blocky images, and the core of it's Flash. And these websites are really on one page, but they're calling forth different Flash sites. The buttons of the navigation buttons for the websites are made in Flash. They interact with the actual core window, which is also made in Flash. They don't even have to be the same file. You can load different Swift files into the same HTML page, and they can interact with one another. That's slightly trickier action script code, and that's something you really should consider whether or not you really want to do. I think that's going to be the next topic right now. Now, we've discussed action script, a lot of the different things it can be used for, and I can't cover everything it can be used for because it's very complicated, and there's a lot of amazing things people are doing with it. There's also a lot of dumb things people are doing with it. That's what I'm going to talk about now, the dumb things that people are using Flash for. Okay. One of the things people are using Flash for is making intros to their website. You know what I'm talking about. They used to be really big back in the day, not so much now. People would make websites and decide they need some really cool music and splash page of just random barrage of text and letters and pictures so that you feel cool before you go into their website and actually read the content of it. This is very annoying. A lot of people have learned their ways, but there's still people doing this making these intros to their website, and unfortunately, almost all of them are made in Flash. And you don't need to use Flash to do that. That's a waste of Flash. The same thing with websites. You don't need Flash for your navigation bar. Text or just simple rollover JavaScript images go a long way. JavaScript is implemented pretty well across all the main browsers people are using nowadays. And if you come up with a rollover image, there's no reason you have to implement it through Flash, make your user have to download the Flash plugin to use it, and then they'll be able to navigate your website. That's not necessary. Nobody really needs navigation buttons in Flash. Furthermore, if you just have a regular blog website or website with information on it and links, there's no reason that has to be coded in Flash either. You should use Flash when you have to. Browsers are an amazing thing. We've got this Ruby on Rails, this Ajax stuff, all these new technologies that are coming out. You don't need to use Flash for everything. There's actually not that many things that Flash needs to be used for. In regards to things that Flash can be used for and is useful to use for, it's usually server-side stuff. Flash can, if you have your own server and you want to set it up in a certain way and you want to dynamically generate your Flash files through ActionScript, you can do that. And that's very complex stuff that we won't go over in this audio tutorial. That's something you need to either visit the library or your local bookstore or something for. So we can't go over that here. Now, I noticed that turned into a little, not a rant so much, but an analysis of websites that use Flash, websites that really need to use Flash or should use Flash or have to use Flash. But the basic point remains that ActionScript is a very dynamic language within Flash, and it's something you shouldn't take for granted. If you know Flash, or if you've made like simple animated movies in the past, consider picking up the language. It's not very difficult, and you can do amazing things with Flash. I think I'll go into more detail about ActionScript and the things you can do with it in a later tutorial of some sort. Probably slightly more formal than this one. But hopefully this one might intrigue people who have heard of Flash or like the things they've seen in Flash to get their feet a little wet and mess around. Feel free to contact me. My info's at the page. I'll help you out where I can. And that's about it for this tutorial. I'd like to thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something.